so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now.
Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Of heaven, let it rain. Let it rain.
We just cry out to the Lord today. Come on. Open up. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, family, to Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E. We are here live in the Now Network studio, but the rain is falling right here where I'm sitting. And I believe you can throw your hands up in the air and testify that it's raining in your seat, in your circumstance right now. It's already better. It's already more moist. You can feel the anointing pouring over you because of the words of encouragement that we're speaking to one another. Oh, yeah, take back what the enemy has stolen. Say, I am a new creation right now. No more doubt, no more worry, no more pain, no more fear, but I stand in agreement with God and with others that I am a new creation. And he's reigning in my life. He's reigning over my situation. It's out of my control. I have to release. You have to release so the rain can take it over and overflow. Are you ready for an overflow in your situation? I know you've been talking a good game. I know people have been praying a good game, but I'm talking to you personally as well as I am to myself. Am I ready to see the productivity of the rain in my life? Come on. Oh, it's raining. It's raining because the Holy Spirit is pouring down on me. It's raining because I believe I have faith in God. And I know today that I am a new creation in Christ. I'm not thinking old anymore. I'm pressing towards the mark of perfection in God to say, oh, find me holy and acceptable in your sight. But number one, when the rain falls, we become enriched and equipped to become trustworthy in God. I know you, it's always looks like, it always sounds like, it always tastes like, it always looks like. Those things of the physical senses always give us a reactionary to it that we get something in return. But I am being more convinced every day that I am being built, I am being perfected, that God can get the glory, that he can find me trustworthy in his presence. And that's not a presence of at 9 a.m. or that's not a presence at 6 p.m. or 12 noon. Or it's an all day, every day, constant presence with God that I must find myself pleasing and acceptable in his sight, that I'm trustworthy, that he can get the glory, the honor, the praise, and all the due. And on top of that, the best that I have to offer. A lot of us are in situations. We're in our the season of series. The season of 2017 here for Pressing Over the Hump is the seasons of series. And we started off with the where is now, the season of now. Then we went last month and we talked about words and the power they hold. Oh, this month we're going to another level because, you know, there's something been stolen from you, just like it was from me. That's to each and every one of us. And it started back in the old biblical days. But now in this realm, there is not just a one thing trying to be stolen. There are many. And what we're going to be talking about in the month of March is birthrights. Birthrights, what they are, birthrights, what they mean, and birthrights, who are they? And we're going to talk about all those phases of birthrights. We could remind you with the story of Jacob offering to give Esau a bowl of stew in exchange for his birthrights, you know, because he was the older. He was supposed to be. And Esau went for anything because he was hungry. So he fell for anything. His senses, his stomach said he needed it. His nose said it smelled good. His eyes said, "Ooh, that's scrumptious." And he let his senses lead him to give up something that was first given to him. Birthrights have to do with inheritance of goods and possessions. It's what is left to us. The definition of a birthright is a particular right of possession or privilege one has from birth, especially as an eldest child. And that's the story that we were led up. But now, because of the new covenant and because of, we said in the beginning, we are new creations. And when we are, watch this, when we have died of ourselves and Christ lives in us, it's no longer I who lives, but he who lives in me, that now his resurrection is proven through my ability to stand in the newness of God. That's my birthright, the birthrights that we're giving through having confidence in God, to be courageous in him, to have hope and belief and faith, and then trusting God as the source of my everything. Those are the areas that we must perfect to take back what the enemy has stolen. Are you ready in this season to take back what the enemy has stolen? And I'm telling you now, even though he's stolen it, you can get it back. There's no question. There's no other opposition other than when you are a new creation in Christ. Old things are passed away, but behold, all things become new again. You got a new birthright. You got a new right to possession. You have a new privilege to, just like you were newborn. You are an eldest child. And guess what? Look to your left, look to your right, and he's perfecting a bunch of eldest child. We all have the right to the tree of birthrights. But are you ready to take back your personal birthrights by being in God and allowing his word, oh, hallelujah, change you, rearrange you, transform you by the renewing of your mind? Because remember, we're entangling this whole relationship with God. And as we press over the hump of what's been taken. Oh, when we go over this, we're going to capture and to retake what was already done and said for me. I know I am. I'm on that journey to get it back. And people say, "Well, you're at that level. I'm going higher. I got some other things to get back. I cannot stay dormant. Neither can you. Neither can anyone else. And I don't care how many degrees, how many plaques, how many sermons, how many this and how. You still have to go to another level in God because you can't keep preaching the same old word. You got to get a new word that says go higher." Oh, yes, go higher. And in the word, you'll find it. It will. You can use the same scripture. And there's several scriptures that I use probably daily. But I see them in different areas being used. I see them, God using his anointing to bring it up in a different situation to all make it seem like it's all one word. And I need to be in right standing. You need to be in right standing. What's right standing? As children. Children of who? God. I want it back. I want it back. Today is the day that we declare and decree here on the Now Network in this journal building. We're still building journals. Call this a chapter or three chapters, or because a week, a month worth, that's probably three or four chapters. But call this whatever sections you make it. But as you're building this journal to now know, what a birthright. We didn't talk about that at Sunday school. We didn't talk about that at church. It's always this. It's always that. See, for me to be in right standing with God, I got to get back what's mine. And just as well as you have to get back what's yours. Now, I'm not knocking or disputing, helping one another, because that's the ultimate goal. And we'll see that as we get to opening up step one. Confidence, not in me, but confidence in Christ, that he that's in me, it makes me confident in him. So now I'm just what? Confident. I don't have to convince myself anymore, because he who is in me is confident. I must be confident in him. And that's through all, adversary, all distraction. That's against any condemnation, any negativity, anything that will separate me from the confidence of Christ. Then that takes me back to living in my past. And no, I will not lose what I have worked so hard to get back in right standing with God. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. It says this: and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also glorify with him. See, as a child of God, you are now an heir. You're firstborn. You're heirs of God. Fellow heir, not, watch this. It didn't say it said fellow heirs with Christ. So when Christ is in you, that elevates you. Ooh, Jesus, somebody got that one and leaped up in their spirit. Because when you are fellow heirs with Christ, you're elevated. Because you seek those things which where? Are in heaven. And if indeed we suffer with him, even though it's not right, even though see, I don't even want to speak those things, because that's now giving room to negativity. And I declare and decree, we speak nothing but positivity, that it is done in Jesus' name. But you still going to suffer, because they ain't going to stop. That's not going to quit. They're going to continue. But if I indeed suffer with him, so that me, I may also be glorified with him. I'm talking about right now. Because when he is in me now, hallelujah, greater is he that's in me than the evil that's in this world. So that means when the evil come, the greater will take over. So many nuggets that we get from this word teaches us to be accountable. Oh, hallelujah, that I got to suffer. Don't look at what you're suffering. Look at how you're suffering, how you're going through your suffering. But most of us have lost our birthrights of confidence that we have to go through with him. Going through with him is walking with him, suffering with him, being a fellow heir with Christ. Oh, hallelujah, because I am elevated. Different understanding, different perceptions, different principles come that are now, watch this, comprehended with all the saints that are elevated. Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. Galatians chapter 4, verse 7 says, therefore, you are no longer a slave. Ooh, hallelujah. You mean I could take off this chain, these shackles, these handcuffs, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me I am an heir to the inheritance of everlasting life right now? But I know it's not through me. It's not through me, and it's not through you, and it's nothing I can do. It goes back to the same principles and the characteristics. See, the characteristics always entangle with every principle, every seasonal series we do. The characteristics are so important, because if you don't have love, you don't know how to sacrifice for others, not because of you, but because of God. You don't have virtue because it's not God's design, it's your design. You're not knowledgeable because you're not studying God's word to gain more wisdom. You're studying worldly things to try to get worldly wisdom, and that will take you nowhere but to the world wants you to have. You don't have any self-control if you don't know that you're an heir, that you reverence God so much that I choose to worship you and to be a part of this family. I want my inheritance. I want my reign. I want my position. I want my anointing. But are you ready to take it back? That's the question. I don't have any perseverance. adopting an attitude of hope. Godliness is so far away because I'm honoring me. Oh, no, I go to church on Sundays, but every other day I'm honoring me in my walk. And then where does compassion? There's no compassion. Because that compassion comes from the other six building us and elevating us to another level in God. It's a right now time. He is. Jesus is the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Colossians 1 and 15. He has been with us. He is now in us. And we have straight access to him, but you got to take it back. Take back what was yours. No, stop trying to take what someone else's. And that's where I know I lost so much ground, even in ministry. Let's be transparent. This is not just started. I've been in this thing a long time. I'm a PK kid. And then after I did everything else and did the prison terms and got that out the way, I've been doing ministry for a long time, but it was for all the wrong reasons. Or what someone else said, or what someone else congratulated me on, or what someone else promised, or what somebody else said they were going to do, or whatever. And I ended up with nothing but the same things that were stolen from me. Don't let no one separate you from God and steal what God has given you. But you have to be ready to take it back. This has to be your call. This has to be your purpose. I'm on purpose to take back what God promised me. Confidence. Number one, as you're writing these down, confidence is the number one birthrights. See, we're talking about birthrights, but this is the number one birthright that you, that I must take back. Confidence to walk as Christ. Oh, yes. Not as me anymore. Walk as Christ no matter what someone says. Walk as Christ no matter how many times they come against me. All that. Because it can't be my will any longer. It must be God's will. So be it. Done. Swish. Out the way. Nope, God's will. Swish. You're getting back to the swish principle. You know, swish is just get out the way. No, don't even come. Swish. I think I got a constant swish all around me. This goes around my whole diameter. Swish. I was doing something this morning on the broadcast that when we learn to really take back these birthrights, we learn how to really serve each other. And we're going to be starting a little principle or a little exercise. A covenant exercise, and I don't know when it's going to stop, but I know it started today on the first broadcast. Come on, let's lay down our lives for each other right now. Everybody together that believes in God and what we're called to do, our purpose is to lay. He laid down his life for ours. We got to lay down your life for each other. One, lay down your life for each other. And when we learn to move in now together, we lay down your life for each other. It's not you that's over or me under. We even because we lay down our lives for each other. We on the same accord. Lay down your life for each other. We got to practice this thing. And you don't have to do it if in a physical body thing. We're talking about a spiritual move. Lay down your life for each other. Oh, we're suffering with him. Lay down your life for each other. Oh, hallelujah. Because we suffer with him, we'll be what? Glorified with him. Oh, I'm taking it back because when I think of you, I'm confident that if I speak a word in your life, you'll receive just what I spoke. There's no question about it. Now, it don't come when you want it and maybe probably not when I would like it. But it comes right on time. And I guarantee, I believe there's nothing that could stop it. It's on the way. But are you, now this makes it, this is the pressing over the hump part. Are you in the right position to receive? A lot of times, you know, God is blessing us. We're just in the wrong position. We don't know we need to be confident. We think we just go by. No. It's up to you to be confident in Christ, to walk as Christ, that you have a feeling of self-assurance, that you have a feeling of self-trust. You have a feeling of self-reliance. You have a feeling of your own good faith. not following mine. No, you got your own good faith, because if Christ dwells in me and he dwells in you as well, you can have the same power that lives in you that lives in me. So I don't have a doubt that what he's doing for me, he'll do for you right now, because he's the same power. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I can't take nothing from it, add to it. What God has done is final. But are you in the right position? See, confidence puts you in the right position. It gets you online to say, no, I'm not confident in me anymore. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. There's Minister Terry's favorite scripture. But I'm talking about me right now. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. You got to be in the right position to get the strength, to get the power that's not of power and might, but of the Spirit. I know I get a lot of responses. It's all you're talking about is the Spirit. Man, we got things to do out here. I can do nothing out here without the Spirit getting me right in here. If I do not have a sound mind in the Spirit, I'll be all over the place. And we'll all mess up. We'll all be in debt. But when we are, watch this, in the right position, and just like he's no respecter person, we can all be in the same position, and it's the right position, because your position is your position, but we believe we're in the right position because we trust God as fellow heirs with Christ. That didn't mean one fellow heirs with Christ. But are you in the right position to be confident and walk as Christ? Confident in Christ Jesus who is in you, confident to speak a word of Christ and it will perform itself? Not next week. No. I'm talking about right now. See, the birthrights, and you can write this on a little caption area. Our birthrights are our spiritual makeup. It's the DNA of the Spirit that bonds us, that entangles us to God. Because when I'm confident, because he's confident. When I got courage, because he's courageous. I got hope, because he's hopeful. I got belief, because he believed in me. I got faith, because he's faith. Faith without works is dead. And I trust in him as the source of my everything. But I first must be confident to walk as Christ. And know when I walk as Christ, anything his word says, I can have it. And you can have it when? Come on, somebody. I can have it when? I can have it right now. I don't have to wait. I can get it right now because I'm not looking for physical confirmation. I am looking for spiritual confirmation that I'm in the right position to receive what God has promised me. Sound mind. Oh, glory be to God. That I could ask anything according to his purpose, will, design, his word, his will, his word, his design, his purpose, and it shall come to pass. Turn your Bibles with me to 1 John. Not the book of John, but 1 John. It's after 2 Peter. Chapter 3, verse 22. 21. Let's go to 21. Verse 21, 1 John chapter 3. Verse 21, it says, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. See, when you ask for something, you have to know. And when you speak something, you have to be convinced. You have to be confident that you're not speaking anything according to your will, your way, or what you would like, but what God's will says. And if I ask anything of him because I keep his commandments, we talked about that this morning. Don't look at all 10. There was two that cleaned it up and said, love the Lord with all your all, and then love your neighbor as you did yourself. Mark chapter 12, 29, 30, 31. If you keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing unto him, anything you ask, he'll do. Not for your sake, not for your glory, not for you to get the accolades, but that he may be glorified. John chapter 15, read that old chapter, share this all the time. I want people to really know the scriptures, the books you need to really get into to know how you make yourself available in the right position. John chapter 15 is number one. John chapter one, amazing in that bonding circle, because you got to know the word to be the word, to know where the word is and know that the word can live in you right now. But he says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, anything you ask in my name, you shall have. So I pray for every believer out there that's in the right position of keeping his commandments and doing things that are pleasing unto him, that you just got blessed 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 fold and you came. You are more anointed. You are more perfected. You are more in the right standing with God than when you first started this broadcast 30 minutes ago. God has blessed you. He's blessing you. He's raining on you. He's dropping on you right now that you'll be a greater minister, a greater person, a greater wife, husband, a greater whatever it is that God is in you, the greater that's in you, that's who you'll be. And I pray that because I believe it's happening right now in your life. You got a new sermon. You got a new book. You got a new whatever it is that God has placed for you. And I don't like to prophetically tell you, a book writer. You do what your passion is. And I pray your passion is bubbling so much in you right now that you cannot sit still. That your passion is bubbling you so much right now. You can't sit down and you are getting up and shouting hallelujah saying, I want back what the enemy has stole from me. Confidence. You have to be confident to walk with Christ. Are you walking with Christ? You have to question, are things going to work out? Well, I go to church, Pastor E. I listen to the program every night. This has nothing to do. Are you personally, hallelujah, walking with Christ? Are you personally suffering with him? Are you personally committing to being an heir of God and a fellow heir with Christ? That's going to come with some suffering. Yes, it is. But it's going to come with some glory also. Because I'm no longer a slave. Not a slave to this world. But I am I am no longer a slave, but I am a son. And if a son, then I am an heir. I am a son. I claim it. I decree it. And you daughters out there say it. I'm a son. I'm a daughter. And whatever it is that God has put in you. But you must be who God called you to be. And the number one is you must be confident. Grow your confidence. Talk to yourself. Preach to yourself. Encourage yourself. Stop waiting for me to call you, but I'm going to do it anyway because that's what I do. But no, you ain't got to wait around. Get in the mirror every morning. Waking up in your purpose. Waking up in your mind is abiding with God for that moment to say, I need you. I want more. I want to start my day with more of you and less of me. And then as you, watch this, step into abiding in him, he abides in you. But now it's time to get up. Get up in my thinking. And the first thing I am, encouraging myself. Nope, no negative thoughts. No, no more. No, 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 no. And then the hallelujah comes out and I'm in a different realm because anything that sounds like no, anything that sounds like I have to say no, it won't even, I'm going to make the right turn because I saw it coming. I didn't wait till I got up on it to say no. I said, oh, no, 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 no. I told myself, no, don't go that way. Turn. Don't make that phone call. No. Don't turn that stage. Don't watch that show. No, no, no. And it's up to me to be in the right position so I can have my confidence in walking with Christ. Pressing over the hump. Take back what the enemy has stolen. No longer allow him to be in control. No longer be in a place to lose your positioning because this is your season. No, not just today, all day, every 0 to 5 seconds. And my season is my season, and I stay in the seasonal with God. I cannot be separated from him, and God can get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Confidence, number one, step number one in regaining your birthright is confidence. Confidence in walking as Christ. Number one, what? You got to pray. Number two, you got to help somebody else. Number three, you got to die and give. Lay down your life as he laid down his life for us. God bless you, family. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for this step in this series of confidence. I know I have mine back, and I can feel in the spirit we're agreeing that we all have our confidence back today. Confidence to walk as your son Jesus. Confidence to go through. Confidence to suffer. Confidence to stand even when it's not right and even when it is. That we stay consistent in your positioning, that you get all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Yes, we're leaving this place different than we came. Change, rearrange, and transform by the renewing of our mind. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we pray. Have your way today, Lord, like never before. Amen. Amen. God bless you, family.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
Favor,
yeah. This is my season.
Come on.
hands, say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.